Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Out to my house a number of times for issues with roofing and siding, and they fixed it every time, and I never worried about it again. $500 off right now. Any roofing or siding installation for homeowners, you know you're in good hands with JP and Company. Give them a call. 412-829-77. Did they just hit another home run? Did that guy just hit a two-run homer off Ortiz, or was that foul?
No, that's a home run.
That's a home run. What did I tell you? What did I tell you at the beginning of the game? I said Ortiz again teased us.
Look at this guy. Look. He's running
down the ball. What happened? Talking. Open your mic. What just happened?
This guy ran to tell you the little girl was getting off the slide to pick up the ball.
And a guy ran in front of her?
A guy ran and, you know, basically almost pushed her down to make sure he could get the ball.
They're taking actual pictures
you,
in the Padres
dugout?
You,
sir, are the biggest loser.
They're taking actual photos in the Padres dugout. They're now basically laughing at the Pirates. I told you in the first inning when he hit the first batter, I said Ortiz teased us again this year with a couple starts that'll make somebody like Ben Charrington think that he should hang around for the next 8 months next year. And that's what the Pirates do. You give me 30 good games, I give you 3 years of service. So we can watch Edward Olivares bat third for 5 months. And Connor Joe, he'll be on the team next year because of what he did the first month this year. And we'll trot out Jack Sawinski, who looks as bad as any hitter I've ever seen in a Pirate uniform. We'll let him be on the team for the first 3 months and just keep trotting him out there.
Yeah.
And we'll do the same thing with whoever I was just talking about that I forgot about. Oh, Ortiz. Right. Because we'll keep doing this every year with Ortiz, why don't we? And I said he's going to get lit up like a pinball machine today. He's going to get lit up. He's going to get lit up like a Christmas tree. He's going to get lit up like Malzy in a craft beer house. And that's exactly what's happening. They're teeing off on him just like they did last game. He's Ronzi Contreras reincarnate. He has one bad game and he falls apart. He couldn't get out of the first inning last time. They bombarded him for 5 runs, and now he can't get out of the second inning. And they're hitting tape measure homers off him, and he's throwing crap up to the plate. But because we see that little 3-week stretch, put him back in the bullpen, right? I'd rather see him than old Heller go back out there.
Right.
We're going to have to watch that later today. old Heller come in and mop up today. Is that what we're in for? He's going to come in the third inning when this guy's giving up 8 earned runs and 5 home runs. We're going to have old Heller come into the game. At least we don't have to watch Holderman. Jeff Hathorn next. Efforting Jeff Hathorn. Paul, with everything that's happened, if I just suggested to you that the bullpen did its job, like played pitch to its pedigree, we might be talking about something very special here.
Yeah.
But they didn't. I remember the game, for example, where the Pirates were down to Arizona 5-0. They fight because of Ortiz. They fight all the way back. McCutchen dives into home. Upon replay, he's signaled safe. He gets on the top step of the dugout. He's waving his towel. But they can't hold the lead. Another game, they go into Houston with a chance to sweep. Game three, a chance to sweep. It's Woodford against Valdez. And that day, he was the Exxon Valdez. They went up 4-0 on him early in the game. And then they blow the lead. And many other games. They just, the bullpen, to me, is the most disappointing aspect of the team. And there's something about that that makes it especially infuriating as you're watching the games.
It's not just the bullpen, though.
I know, but they're, to me, the biggest problem.
No, it's not just the bullpen. It's the guys in the bullpen that you counted on.
Yes, it's not like
they've been running Dennis Santana out there every night.
Well, they have run old Heller out there a few times, but yeah.
But what I mean is, who are the guys that are culprits in the last week?
Holderman, Bednar.
Bednar has not been great.
Right.
And you know what? Even though he's been really unbelievably good, Chapman gave up the home run to Josh Bell. I mean, you know.
And Chapman had a rough stretch this year for a while. Like I said to Shelty the other day, back in 13, man, it was like a metronome. Watson, Melanson, Grilly, they were all good pretty much all year. Let's go to Jeff Hathorn. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And I might also add, it's 1:13, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Jeff, this has been an absolutely maddening, infuriating, depressing stretch of Pirate baseball. It feels to me like they're going, gone here. How about you?
Yeah, you know, that clubhouse after the game yesterday had that feeling of just like, I mean, they've taken gut punches this year and bounced back, but you just got that sense of like, oh, that doesn't mean they're giving up, but you just felt it. I mean, that's a heart ripper because, I mean, they love Holderman. That's three outings, three losses in August for them. You know, and that's after, you know, you got excited about having the lead, McCutchen homering, driving in three. That great Chapman on Machado matchup that was just epic. It was so much fun. And then you give up a home run in the ninth, and then in the tenth, you give up three.
Well, and I don't think anyone should be surprised that Colin Holderman has developed a wrist injury and is down for 15 days on the DL or IL or whatever the hell we call it these days. But I was just starting with Joe. I think the worst part about it is Bednar and Holderman are two of the guys that you count on the most, and they're two of the guys that have really sort of let you down the most in the last week.
Yeah, and Paul Holderman started, what he had, a 0.68 ERA in mid-June. He was the guy that was holding the bullpen together when Chapman was struggling, when Bednar was struggling. It was Holderman they were counting on, and he was getting the job done. And I remember in early June, the discussion was, okay, who's the Pirates all-star rep going to be? And Holderman's name was dropped, and it's just been bad. He's been getting hit hard, and obviously at a bad time when Chapman is really rounded into form, and you would think that bullpen could be lights out if they could get just a little bit more. But, you know, guys, listen, when you're playing these better teams and the Pirates are in that stretch of playing better teams, any little mistake is going to cost you. And they've made so many little mistakes here over the last week. And when you're playing really good teams, they're going to bury you for it.
You think, Shelty, if they wind up out of the playoffs and with a losing record, and both of those things are facts today, they have a losing record and they're out of the playoffs, does Shelty get fired? And would you?
He's at least on a hot seat. I mean, how does it happen? You know, is it a bunch of bad decisions or do a bunch of injuries happen? Do they shut down Skeens? Does Jones, you know, not come back for some reason? Like, there are, you know, situations that you have to factor in. But if they tank and he's making bad decisions, I think you got to think about it in the offseason. At least he's on a hot seat. If you're seeing that he continues to make, you know, poor choices, if that's your opinion.
And is Charrington tied to that, or does he survive? I mean, I think they're both going to be here. Don't get me wrong. But I would
I
would strongly consider moving on from both if there's a complete meltdown here over the final 2 months.
Yeah, I don't think they're necessarily tied together. I don't. I think those are separate issues if it would ever get down to that point.
Well, yeah, I mean, anyway, I just I'm watching like the Padres right now, and so I'm looking at their lineup, Jeff. I mean, what do the Pirates have to do to get in the back half of their lineup, get guys that can actually hit the ball like the Padres' second half of their lineup?
Yeah, I mean, Taylor's shown a little bit in July, but you're getting not much there. Bay has just been a huge disappointment. Kind of thought last year with that speed that he was going to be a guy who could make an impact in a lineup, and he's just been bad. Like, yeah, I mean, bottom line is the Padres, Braves, Mets, they got better talent top to bottom. I mean, yeah, there are managerial issues. Yeah, there are bullpen problems. But the rosters are better on these teams that are in front of you. And that might be the biggest challenge of any of the things that we discuss and get frustrated with. It's just that these other teams, Padres included, are better. They're deeper. They've got stars, superstars. And, you know, the Pirates have a young star in Skeens and an all-star in Reynolds. But, I mean, look at what San Diego's putting out there on a nightly basis or some of the other teams that are in front of them. And you make those little mistakes. That's why, you know, we discuss it so much.
Jeff, you're out at Steeler camp. Let's move on to the Steelers, shall we? The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And 93.7, the fan is your station for complete training camp coverage presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Jeff Hathorn, the man on the scene. What do you make of the Aiyuk thing? We opened today with Andrew Filippone standing strong by his report that it's basically a done deal that everybody seems to disagree with. And I think Paul and I both arrived at the conclusion that, yes, Andrew better be right when you're putting it out there like that. But also, we don't necessarily want to hear the mockery from other local reporters, none of whom has broken a quarterback story in about 3 years.
Yeah, listen, and what I can tell you that I've known all along is that those conversations have continued. And there was no stoppage. There was no break off in talks between the Niners and Steelers. And, you know, listen, Andrew, I trust Andrew's source until there's a reason not to. A done deal could be agreed upon, and it just could be days where the Niners are looking for a Hail Mary for somebody else to jump in and offer something huge. We'll see how these days, you know, play out. But one thing we know about the Steelers, and I think it is something that has filtered down to Omar Khan, they're patient. They're willing to say no. They're not going to get rushed in. They're not going to get emotionally charged into making a decision. They did it with Justin Fields. It worked out. They did it with Wilson. It worked with Russell Wilson. It worked out. They're not going to make some kind of rash judgment. They're going to stay involved. They're going to stay calm. And we'll see if it works out for them like it has previously, or somebody might jump in last minute. But another thing that Omar, from what you hear from other executives or other people in other organizations, he does a nice job of never shutting a door, never getting upset, and keeping that line of communication open, so you feel like even if another team would jump in, they'd at least get an opportunity to try to match.
Yeah, I mean, I asked this of Joe. Forget about all of the behind the scenes and all the wrangling that's going on and whatever the compensation and all that. Forget about all that stuff. Is he as good of a player in this Arthur Smith offense as he is in this offense he plays in and out in San Francisco? Because to me, I don't necessarily know that he's going to be a 1,400 yard, you know, 10 or 11 touchdown guy or whatever he was. I don't think he's going to be that in this offense. And will he be okay with that?
So I don't know if any receiver, with very few exceptions, would be better outside of that Shanahan offense. And the way they feature, you know, they get the ball out to receivers. They allow playmakers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Makers to make plays. So, does he help the Steelers? Absolutely. Is he a top five receiver? I don't think that. Does he make this offense better? Yes, and immediately. I mean, just the attention away from George makes it better. How much is that worth to the Steelers? That's what they have to – that's the big decision for them. It's not what they're trading. It's they want to pay that kind of money to a receiver who may have some good numbers. I don't doubt that he could be a 1,000-yard guy. I don't know if he could be – you know, a top five, maybe even top 10 receiver in the league if he comes to Pittsburgh.
Jeff Hathorne on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Seems everybody agrees that Justin Fields is helping himself this preseason. But in how does that manifest itself? Is he improving his chances of starting the opener? Is he moving up the timeline of if Russell struggles, how soon he'll get into a game? Like, what does it mean tangibly that he's having a really good camp?
I think the latter. I don't see at all that Russell Wilson's job is at stake right now. Barring some kind of injury, Russell Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback, period. Has he improved? Has he done some things a little better? Yes, in a practice setting, some of those unpadded. So if he has a good game on Friday, that might help his cause, and I am in the camp of I never saw Russell Wilson with any kind of wrap. I don't doubt that he tweaked his calf, but it was a chance for the Steelers to take a look at Justin Fields, because while, yes, they're still trying to figure out this year, they don't have a quarterback signed for next year, and this is a, you know, you get 10 practices of first-team reps for Justin Fields to kind of see what he can do, at least in those settings. I think it's more about what he did out here was for next year than it is him challenging to be the starting quarterback of the Steelers this season.
Best case scenario for the best case scenario for Steelers, Jeff, would be if Russell Wilson plays this year, is reasonably good, but not overwhelmingly good, and they don't win a playoff game. And the Steelers decide that they're going to sign Justin Fields, who will have been a backup all year, which would mean they would get him at a very discount rate. Is that true? Is that probably the best way this could all play out?
think that's an option, unless, you know, before the season starts, you decide to sign him to a bridge contract with his knowledge that, hey, I'm going in as the backup. And that way he's got a little, even if it's just for 2 years, he's got a little financial, he knows where he's going to be financially. And he doesn't have to wait in case something were to happen in a practice. Let's say he suffers some kind of catastrophic injury. I think that's a possibility before the season starts. But yeah, to your point, I think that's one of the preferred options. You know, you get Russ in there. He does, even if they go to the playoffs and he decides to sign somewhere else, I think they really are looking. I mean, we heard the Tomlin for years and months about how much he likes Justin Fields. Well, we'll find out after a couple more weeks really how much he does like him.
All right, Jeff. Sometimes these preseason games, as meaningless and horrendously boring as they can be, you know, reveal a diamond in the rough. This is when we started to notice Willie Parker. Pick a guy. Pick a guy that we're all going to watch tomorrow that we don't know a ton about, and we're going to say, wow, how about this guy, huh?
I think Peyton Wilson will be that guy. His athleticism, he's going to play a lot because Queen's not playing, and I don't think Landon Roberts is going to get a bunch of snaps. So he's going to get all kinds of opportunities. I mean, there are other guys, Beanie Bishop, you know, Mason McCormick, what does he do in space? Corey Trice, this is his first preseason game ever, even though it's his second season. What does Corey Trice do in the corner position? But I'll pick Peyton Wilson because I think in these games, you have a chance to be an athletic linebacker. I mean, we've seen pass rushing linebackers have big, you know, preseason games and show off. I think Wilson could really show off tomorrow night.
Has Peyton Wilson been as good as, you know, reports out of camp have said?
I mean, it's – listen, you see him run around. A lot of it's unpadded. And they don't get a ton of 11-on-11 where they're full tackle. But he's – I mean, he's done some things out here. How does that translate into a game? I think that's what you don't know. He's a smart guy. He asks a lot of questions. He studies. He seems to have a grasp of what's going on. But from a practice standpoint, I don't know if we can judge that, especially for a defensive player. Let's see what he does in a game or two or three before you know really how comfortable he is in that scheme and how well he does bringing down NFL players.
Jeff, you're a wonderful man. And we appreciate your coverage from La Trobe, and we look forward to the game tomorrow night. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, enjoy your day, Jeff.
All right, we have a little bit of France, and who are they playing here?
Germany.
They're down to the wire.
And I looked it up. Did you know that France were 5-point underdogs in this game?
No.
Yeah? Germany was the favorite here. I assume France. How does France with 11 NBA guys?
That's unbelievable.
Canada had 11 NBA guys. France had 8.
I'm looking forward to Jokic against the Americans here coming up.
Do you think that they can make it a game?
Absolutely, man. Just put the ball in his hands. If there's a guy on earth who can win a game single-handedly by not only scoring but making everybody else better, it might be him. I don't think they will, but I'd be very concerned about him. How can you not be, you know?
Yeah.
All right, coming up.
Can I ask you a question, though, seriously, because you're watching a little bit out of your corner of your eye?
Yeah.
Does the body language of the Pirates, has it changed dramatically for you?
A little bit, for sure. And Jeff just spoke to that.
It doesn't feel like, I'm watching that, you know what I mean? What's his name? Joey Bart just walks off. I don't know.
It's depressing right now. It feels like everything's slipping away.
Wembanyama's
going to the line. Here we go. We had a call from Jackass Tony earlier today. We might play a bit of that along with Tex in the City coming up as we wrap things up on the show. Paul, you have a new flow, and there's an entire nation sitting around the radio.
Waiting to hear from new flow. Men suffering from erectile dysfunction is rough. You know it. She knows it, too. New Flow Men's Health is Western PA's leader in treating ED successfully with long-term positive results. It's time to quit lying to yourself if you're serious about eliminating your ED issues. New Flow is your only serious option. No pills, no injections, no games. It's just Pittsburgh guys helping Pittsburgh guys. Call New Flow today at 412-784-9000. That's 412-784-9000. Tell them Paul sent you.
Well, it's been an interesting day. We had an exorcism for Pirate fans who wanted to get their emotions out. We had Jackass Tony call the show. And I don't even remember what the topic. What was the topic?
He said we basically, you guys in the media.
Oh, yeah,
He dropped the you guys in the media all are just bad, you know, taking up for each other and all this other crap.
Right. It said we opened the show with Ayuk and the Pony tweets and the Pony reporting and Pony saying this morning he's 100% behind this story. Nothing's changed for him.
Right.
We had a long and, if I dare say, interesting conversation about breaking such stories and how might be good to leave yourself an out, but if you're positive, you're reporting it, Pony better be right. I think we both mentioned that, and yet somehow to Jackass Tony's little ears, that was translated into running cover for Pony. Pony better be right goes through Jackass Tony's brain and comes out, you're running cover for Pony. We were also saying that nobody locally has really broken any Steeler quarterback stories. And I think there's been a few the past 3 years. They drafted Kenny Pickett out of Pitt. Nobody locally had that. In fact, they had the opposite.
Right.
They got rid of Kenny Pickett. Nobody locally had that. They don't watch out for a Kenny Pickett trade.
In fact, someone suggested a Kenny Pickett trade maybe a week earlier that it could be coming, and it was shouted down by most of those people.
Oh, who suggested that?
I forget. It was like a national guy. It was one of those things that, yeah, I forget who suggested that, you know, that the Steelers could be talking about trading Kenny Pickett, and of course it was met with all of the guardians of the Steelers news by saying, never, that will never happen. They're never going to trade their first rabbit.
And they'll never go get Russell Wilson when Peter King came on this show. So the point there being that all the people who seemingly are mocking Pony so far for this locally might want to break a quarterback story of their own one of these years before they have license to do that. So I know for people like Jackass Tony and his pea-sized brain, it's difficult to carry more than one idea at time and have a conversation about something with like different points of view and gray area and personal experience, having been a beat reporter, Paul and I both, for many years. When it comes to stories like this, it just comes out, they vomit it out as a little 40 character opinion of their own, and we're running cover for Pony.
Well,
who I literally just got finished saying before Jackass Tony called that Pony better have this right. You got to get this right. I think you have to leave yourself an out. So
here's the thing that happens too. Is if it doesn't happen this week, say it happens 2 weeks from now, there will be people that say, you know, that Pony got lucky.
Right. And if it doesn't happen, then none of it was true. They were never in on him. You know, that's the other famous thing.
Right.
Is that. Meanwhile, locally, I've barely read a word on this thing, and it's been an incredible, obviously the Steelers are heavily involved in Brandon Ayuk. That's not in dispute. So where's all the local reporting on this? Where is it?
Well,
I'm just glad I'm not in the hard news business anymore, Paul. Would you like to give people the treat of letting them hear some of the Jackass Tony call?
Yeah, that would be fun.
This got heated. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And it's What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Let's hear the Jackass Tony call, some of it. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was really excited about this trade when, I guess it was back in March, Ayuk tweeted out that him and Tomlin were like twins. And I was like, oh, imagine if that guy got here. But the way you guys have salivated and butchered and miscalculated everything, I kind of hope we don't trade for him now because of you guys.
So hold on. Let's stop it there.
Did I?
Listen to that. Listen to that. An alleged Steeler fan who hopes that his team doesn't get a player so that he can think he has something on the media or that the media will look bad. I'm not reporting that Brandon Ayuk is coming here. I couldn't care less, actually.
I think
it's not my reputation. I didn't report this. Neither did you. So why do people like Jackass Tony – think that the media is just a monolith where everybody's thinking that you guys, who are you, Michael Jordan, talking about you guys in the media?
Right. More importantly, do these guys really think that we are sitting at home staking our careers to whether or not Brandon Ayuk gets traded for or not?
I'm going to leave here, go play a little golf, go home and watch men's basketball against Serbia, enjoy time with my family.
But more importantly...
And then at some point later, maybe I'll check on Brandon Ayuk.
My point is, we talk about it, but I can assure you it doesn't change my life.
No, but it does.
Nor does it change our job even. We talk about the news of the day or whatever you want to call it, right? That's what we talk about.
Right. So Jackass Tony, like, this is a big deal for him. And I know this was a big call in his life too. So rewind. Did you get the part where he said, did I stutter after I questioned him on this? Wait, what?
Did I stutter?
Oh, we got a tough guy on the line. When you say you guys, who are you talking about?
The local Pittsburgh sports reporters.
Oh, because we're all one monolith. Everybody has the same ideas. Did I stutter?
Filippone.
I'm not running cover for him. How am I running cover for Filippone? I tweeted his tweet.
Well,
I had him on the air.
You blamed his agent. You blame the Steelers sources. You blame the player.
I didn't do any of that.
Players.
You're lying now,
yes,
Tony.
You're lying now. Go back and listen. What did we blame them?
Here's what I said, liar. I said Pony better be right. Tony.
I got you, Joey.
Tony. Let's give him a hand.
Joey.
Let's give Tony a hand.
Bye, Joe. What's his name? Tony.
Tony.
What's his name? Tony.
Tony.
Is he still on the line? Where is he at?
He was ornery today.
Where's he at? He's a jackass.
Where's he from?
The hell with him.
I don't know.
That's classic Joe.
No, he's a classic jackass,
yes.
An idiot who thinks that the Pittsburgh media, the
is
media,
all one
is,
person.
They're out to get us. They're
no,
out to get us.
More importantly, and the worst part about it, more importantly, that's exactly the kind of person, right, who does not listen to what is actually said or what's reported,
right,
or whatever. He hears voices in his head. Right, and he thinks he hears it, or he thinks he sees this, and then he reacts to it. He creates these straw men in his head. Right, he probably sleeps at night with a tinfoil hat on. That's how ridiculously dumb this guy is.
All right, that's good enough. There. I mean, in the end, feel sorry for a guy like Tony. Like, this was really big in his life. I'm going to call up this station. I'm going to get these guys. The media's out to get me. The mainstream media, they're out to get me and people like me, and I'm going to get them before they can. And I wish the Steelers would get Brandon Ayuk, but I'd rather have it that my team didn't get him so the Pittsburgh media looks bad.
Right.
That this was the big moment, probably a big moment in Tony's life, not just his day.
Well, I mean, again, if you're that goofy, that you would rather your favorite team not get a player, right? Because then you could say it was the media's fault.
Yeah, the part that always gets me is, do the jackass Tonys of the world not realize? We should hand out, by the way, the Jackass Tony Awards. Can we start a segment like that?
Yeah, that would be terrific.
What if starting tomorrow at the end of each week, we play just him saying something like, did I stutter? And then hand out for that week the Jackass Tony Awards.
Yeah, it would be kind of like the Biggest Loser we used to have, right?
Paul, you up for that? The Jackass Tony Awards?
That would be really good.
Every Friday. Did we have a friend of Jackass Tony on the line for a minute there?
Yeah, he called in. He was from Wexford, so we didn't know where Tony was from. But yeah, he said he was a friend of Tony, and he wanted to defend him, so...
He said he was the friend of Tony or a friend of
Tony?
Well,
I don't believe that.
That's here's a good question.
Here's why I think it was somebody that was just not being honest, because I don't believe that Jackass Tony actually has any friends.
I think this is the one that we got. But that's enough of Jackass Tony, although that could be good going into the future. All right, Paul. Looks like the Pirates are well on their way to another loss. Is that what you're expecting here? But...
No, I don't necessarily think so, and I'll tell you why.
Today?
They're down 4-0, I get it, but the Padres, since, you know, the last couple of innings, they look like a team that's just ready to get on an airplane. It's like, oh, we won this game. I could see them slipping up here, and letting the Pirates back into it.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you think the U.S. wins today? They beat Serbia.
Yes, I do.
Did France end up winning? Is that what happened?
Yeah,
the
France
other game?
Won. Yeah, absolutely. France won, yes.
Thank you, Paul. Good night, Sean. Love you. See you in the morning.
Love you too, Joe.
Didn't I already do weather? All right, fan weather. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Storms possible in the afternoon and a high of 85.
This is Sean Myers with your fan head.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.